This week's Parsha is Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor starts with the laws that applies to Kohanim, specifically the laws of regarding tumah, contamination to dead bodies. And we'll start with the first pasuk on this week's Parsha, which is on chapter 21, verse number 1. The pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Emor el Kohanim, Bnei Aharon, tell to the Kohanim, sons of Aharon, v'amarto aleihem, and you should say to them, lenefesh lo yitamo ba'amav, to a soul, to a dead person, he should not contaminate himself among his people. The first Rashi on this week's Parsha asks about the redundancy of the language, because it says, Hashem spoke to Moshe, emoir, speak to the Kohanim, say to the Kohanim, sons of Aharon, and say to them, Emoir v'omarto. Why is it written again, Emoir en omarto? Rashi answers, based on the Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Kof Yud Dalet, Omed Alef, 114a, Lahazir gedolim ala ketanim. That is to warn the adults that they should make sure that the minors are not contaminated. Meaning the first Emoir is to tell them the laws that they should not be contaminated. V'omarto means that you should tell their children or make sure that their children are also not contaminated. And then Rashi comments on Bnei Aharon, the children of Aharon, meaning that it's already written, a Kohanim, then why you have to say Bnei Aharon? We know all Kohanim are Bnei Aharon, the children of Aharon. Rashi says, Af bale mumim b'mashma, that even a person who has a blemish and he cannot do the service in the tabernacle or in the Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless, since he is a child of Aharon, he is still warned that he should not contaminate himself to a dead body. The Rosh in his Hilchis Ketanos, in the beginning of Hilchis Tumah, writes that the source that adult Kohanim are required to make sure that the minor Kohanim are not contaminated, it's not from the redundancy of the language Emor v'omarto. He gives the source as because it's written, a Kohanim b'nei Aharon, meaning the pasuk starts, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aharon, tell to the Kohanim b'nei Aharon, and this language is a deviation of the normally used language in the whole Torah, where the Torah uses b'nei Aharon a Kohanim, the children of Aharon the Kohanim, as for example in Vayikra chapter 1, verse number 5, where there it says, V'ikrivu b'nei Aharon a Kohanim es Adam, and the children of Aharon, the Kohanim, should bring the blood, then why here does the Torah say, Emor el Kohanim bnei Aharon, tell to the Kohanim, the children of Aharon? The Rosh says, to teach us that the Kohanim have to teach the bnei Aharon, the children of Aharon, meaning that Emor el Kohanim, tell to the Kohanim, the adult Kohanim, regarding the bnei Aharon, the children of Aharon, the minor children of Aharon, that the adults have to make sure that the minor children do not contaminate themselves to a body. The question that they were going to ask, that according to the Rosh, that the source is not because of the redundancy of Emor v'Omarto, but because of the deviation of the language, a Kohanim b'nei Aharon, what does the Rosh do with the redundancy of Emor v'Omarto? What does he learn from that redundancy? Or what does that redundancy mean? In truth, this question is addressed by other Mefarshim, and Devin Ezra learns totally in a different way. Devin Ezra learns that this pasuk is a continuation of last week's Parsha, where last week's Parsha we are commanded about the holiness of the Jewish people. And since the Kohanim are the ones that are supposed to teach the Jewish people how to behave, therefore Devin Ezra says that when it says, Emor el Kohanim bnei Aharon, tell to the Kohanim, the children of Aharon, means to say, tell them the laws of last week's Parsha in order for them to teach the Jewish people. And then, specifically, v'omarto aleihem, you should tell these Kohanim that l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, that they should not contaminate themselves to a dead body. Meaning that the first emor doesn't go to the Kohanim regarding their contamination, it goes regarding the laws that was mentioned last week's Parsha, that the Kohanim should learn these laws well, because since the Kohanim are supposed to be the teachers of the Jewish people, therefore they are required to know these laws very well. And then, besides that, you should know that the Kohanim have specific laws And that's v'marta aleihem, you should tell the kohanim, l'nefesh lo'itama ba'amav, that they should not be contaminated for themselves. The Kli Yakor, in one of his answers, says that when it's written here, emor el ha'kohanim b'nei Aharon, the Torah is first emphasizing that the reason that they should not contaminate themselves to a dead body is because they are the kohanim b'nei Aharon, they are the children of Aharon. Their holiness comes from a very high source of a holy person, Aharon. Therefore, they should not contaminate themselves to a dead person. And then, v'marto aleihem, you should tell them that even if they wouldn't have the holiness of Aharon HaKohen, nonetheless, they shouldn't contaminate themselves for their own account, for their own holiness, because they are the ones that are going to bring the sacrifices, they are the ones that are going to serve in the temple. Therefore, because of that reason alone, they should not contaminate themselves. Meaning, the first emor is to tell you they are kohanim b'nei Aharon. The reason they shouldn't touch a dead body is because their holiness comes through Aharon HaKohen, which was the source of the holiness. And besides that, v'marto aleihem, they should tell them directly that besides the holiness of Aharon HaKohen, they shouldn't contaminate themselves because they are themselves holy, because they are eventually going to bring the sacrifices and going to eat the bread of Hashem. We see from this that many Mefarshim struggled with the double language Emor and Omarto. In this year, we'll try to give the answer of the Divrei Yoel about the redundancy. But before we do that, we'll bring an interesting Medrash Rabbe in this week's Parsha, which is Parsha Chavov, Simen Dalet, where there the Medrash starts, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Emor HaKohanim, tell the Kohanim. The Medrash says, Zeh she'omer ha'kosuv, this is what the Pasuk means to say in Tehillim chapter 19, verse number 2, where it says, Yoim le'yoim yabia oimer, a day following day brings expression of praise, ve'laylo le'laylo yechave do'as, and night following night beseeks wisdom. The Medrash says, Tanya we learned, Be'echot betkufas Nisan, in the first day of the season of Nisan,
which is the spring season.
Ve'echot b'tkufas Tishrei, in the first day of the season of Tishrei,
which is the fall season.
Hayoim v'laylo shovin, the night and day are equal.
Meaning that we have two equinoxes during the year. An equinox means when the day and night are equal, meaning they both are exactly 12 hours. And this happens in the fall and happens in the spring. Mikan v'elech, from then on, Hayoim loive min alayla, the day borrows from the night, v'alayla loive min hayoim, and the night borrows from the day, meaning that after spring comes summer. In the summer there are longer hours during the day than there are during the night. That means that the sun borrowed some hours from the night. And the opposite in the winter, where we have longer night hours, then the night borrowed some hours from the day. Upoirin zelozeh bepiyusim, and they pay each other with appeasements, belishtar uveligzardin, without any documentation of the borrowing, and without any court decree of the borrowing, meaning that the sun gives back to the moon without any documentation, and the moon gives back to the sun also without any documentation. And all the Mefarshim are bothered, what connection does this have with this week's Parsha? Meaning, the Medrash starts that Emor al-Kohanim b'nei Aharon, tell the Kohanim, the children of Aharon. And then the Medrash brings this idea that normally day and night have equal time. And after this equal time, they end up borrowing from each other. Meaning, the night borrows from the day and the day borrows from the night. And they pay each other back without any documentation and any court decree. How does that connect to our Parsha? Because the Medrash starts by saying, Zeh she'omer ha'kosuv, this is the meaning in that Pasuk in Tehillim, that a day to day expresses praise, and night to night beseeks wisdom, which means that they borrow from each other during the year, without any documentation and any court decree. How does that connect to the idea of Emor al-Kohanim, tell the Kohanim that they should not contaminate themselves to a dead body? what is the connection whatsoever? To answer these questions, we are going to bring the machlokes between the Rachaim HaKodesh and the Rambam and the Medrash Tanhuma, which they argue regarding the reason why a Kohen is not allowed to contaminate himself to a dead body. The Rambam and the Rachaim HaKodesh are of the opinion that the reason that a Kohen is not allowed to contaminate himself to a dead body is because they are holy people, meaning not because they are going to do the service in the temple or the tabernacle, and because of that they are not allowed to contaminate themselves to a dead body. The reason is because they are the legion of Hashem, they are the soldiers of Hashem, the private guard, and because of that, it is not proper for them to contaminate themselves to a dead body. The Ramban in the first pasuk says, "Avo bekan yazir shloim tamu b'mes afilu be'ez shelo yevoyu b'mikdash," that Hashem is warning that they should not contaminate themselves to the dead, even at a time that they will not come into the Beis HaMikdash. V'umal Elohem ba'atzmam, and this is a status for them because of themselves. Lekach hizkir ha'kosuv kuna, therefore the pasuk mentions to tell to the Kohanim, because that is the reason why they can't contaminate themselves. Meaning, they are the priests of Hashem and they are the servants of our God. Therefore, they deserve to have an extra status. Because of their status, they are not allowed to contaminate themselves forever, regardless if they are going to do the service or not do the service. And the Rachaim HaKodesh is bothered. Why is it written, "Lenefesh lo yetamo ba'amov"? To a soul, you should not become tame in the singular. It should be written, "Lenefesh lo yetamo ba'amov," that the Kohanim should not become contaminated in the plural. The Rachaim answers that the reason why it's written in the singular is that you may have thought that since the Torah previously in Parsha Shmini wrote down that you're not allowed to drink wine when you come into the tabernacle or the Beis HaMikdash, you may have thought that in the same way that this only applies when a person wants to do the service, but if a person knows it's not his shift and is not going to do the service, then he is allowed to drink wine. You may have thought that this rule applies also to somebody who wants to contaminate himself to the dead, that only if he wants to do the service, then he can't contaminate himself to the dead. But if he doesn't want to do the service, then he could contaminate himself to the dead. Therefore, the Torah writes down, "Lo yitama ba'amov," that a person should not contaminate himself to the dead person in a singular way, for you to know that this is an obligation on every Kohen, regardless if he's going to do the service, the tabernacle, or not. Because since it's written in the singular, and it's impossible there aren't other Kohanim that could do the service instead of you, the Torah is telling you that this rule applies to every single Kohen, that it is an obligation on a person that he should not contaminate himself, regardless if he's going to do the service of the tabernacle, he is never allowed to contaminate himself to the dead. The Satmer Rebbe in Divrei Yoel continues and says that according to this Orachaim HaKodesh and this Ramban, we have a good reason why a Balmum, somebody who has a blemish and cannot do the service of the tabernacle, nonetheless, he has to keep the laws of Tumah, that he is not allowed to contaminate himself to the dead. Because the contamination to the dead is not connected to the service of the tabernacle. It is because the Kohanim have a higher status. They are the servants and the priests of Hashem. Therefore, even though they are not doing the service, nonetheless, they are not allowed to contaminate themselves to the dead. And that is also the reason why now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we have no possibility to do the service, nonetheless, the Kohanim are obligated not to contaminate themselves to the dead. And the Divrei Yoel says that according to this interpretation, what is written in chapter 21, number 5, that you should be holy, ki es ishe Hashem, because the fires of Hashem, lechem elokeim heim akrivim, the bread of their God, meaning of Hashem, they are sacrificing, that is not the reason why they can contaminate themselves to the dead. That is the reason why they have a higher status symbol. Meaning, they have a status symbol because they are the priests of Hashem. and their duty is normally to bring the breads of Hashem. But not that because they have to bring the breads, therefore they can't contaminate. They can't contaminate even though they are not going to bring the bread, or even though they're incapacitated to bring the bread, as the situation of a Baal Mum, of somebody who has a physical handicap, which cannot do the sacrifices, nonetheless, he has an obligation not to contaminate himself to the dead. But the first Medrash Tanchuma in this week's Parsha seems to give a different opinion, because the first Medrash Tanchuma in this week's Parsha says, Moshul lema adover doima, what parable can I give to this idea that you should not contaminate yourself to the dead? The Medrash says, letabach, to a butcher, shoyonachnas v'yoyitz lifnei ha-melech, that had the right to come in and go out in front of the king all the time. Omar ha-melech, the king says, goyzer ani alecho, I decree on you, shoyotira sames kol yemei chayecho, that you should not see a dead person all the days of your life. Why? Mipnei she'atonachnas v'yoyitz, because you come in and out, v'roye pona, and you see my face, meaning you see Hashem. Shaloi titma es palterin shaloi, I don't want you to contaminate my palace, meaning the fact that you come in all the time and then one day you're going to see the dead person, you're going to end up contaminating my palace. Kach goza kodesh baruch hu ala kohanim. Hashem made this decree on the kohanim hanechnosim lebeis hamikdash, that come into the beis hamikdash all the time. Shelo yetamu lemes, that they're not allowed to contaminate themselves with the dead people. Lefikoch yoimer, therefore the pasuk says, lenefesh lo yetama ba'amov, that to a soul, to a dead person, they should not be contaminated. Meaning that Hashem is decreeing to the Kohanim that they should not contaminate themselves to the dead, because since the Kohanim have the right to come in and out all the time, therefore Hashem is afraid that they may contaminate the tabernacle or the Beis HaMikdash, therefore Hashem decrees that they should not become tameh. We see clearly from this Medrash Tanchuma that the reason why a person is not allowed to contaminate himself to the dead is because I'm afraid that he may contaminate himself and come into the tabernacle or the Beis HaMikdash and contaminate the Beis HaMikdash, and not because the Kohen, as a Kohen, enjoys a special status symbol that he is not allowed to contaminate himself. According to this Medrash Tanchuma, we have two hard questions. One question is, why a Baal Mum, somebody who has a handicap or a permanent blemish, why he is commanded not to contaminate himself, meaning since he cannot do the service in the temple or the tabernacle because he has a handicap, therefore it's impossible for him to come in to do the service, then why is he restricted from contaminating himself? And also we have to understand why nowadays, where we don't have the service in the temple or tabernacle, still a Kohen is prohibited from contaminating himself, if the whole idea is that I'm afraid that he's going to contaminate the service and the tabernacle or the temple, then why nowadays, where unfortunately we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore, a Kohen is still obligated not to contaminate himself to the dead? The Divrei Yoel answers this question with a question on Rashi on the Gemara in Tanya's Daf Yud Zayin Omed Aleph 17a. There the Gemara is discussing the prohibition against the Kohanim drinking wine. And the Gemara says that technically the Kohanim should not drink wine because we expect the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, and then the Kohanim will have to do the service in the temple again, and they cannot do the service when they are drunk. The Gemara there says that any Kohen that knows his Mishmar and his Beis Av, meaning that there were 24 Mishmaras of Kohanim serving in the temple, 24 shifts, each shift was 1 week, and after the 24 weeks were done, then they would rotate again for another 24 weeks. So if you know the week that you served, and you know your Beis Av, your father's house, meaning each shift was subdivided in 7 families, 7 Batei Avos, each day one of them served. So if you know exactly which day your forefather served, and in which week we served, and you know your forefathers were part of the service of the Beis HaMikdash, which means that you are a kosher Kohen, then you're not allowed to drink wine that day. Because if Moshiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, then that day is going to be given again to your father and your shift. Therefore, you're not allowed to drink wine that day. But other days you may drink wine, since that is not the time that you would serve anyways. Then the Gemara says that if you know your shift, meaning you know the week that your forefathers served, but you don't know which day was designated for your forefather, then you're not allowed to drink wine that week that your shift worked, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and you will have to serve, and you're not allowed to serve drunk, but you may drink wine any other week. Then the Gemara says that if you don't know neither the shift that your forefathers had or the day that they served, then you're not allowed to drink wine all year, because any day that you drink could be the day that Moshiach is going to come and is going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the day that you are going to serve. Therefore, you're not allowed to drink wine the whole year, since you don't know which shift and which day you served. The Gemara continues and says that Rabbi disagrees, and Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, Oimer ani, I would say, Osur lishtes yain leolam, that no matter what, a Kohen may not drink wine forever. And Rashi explains, because since it's possible that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt very quickly, and if it's rebuilt very quickly, then there won't be time to convoke the original Mishmars to come and serve, then everybody will have obligation to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and if you are drunk, you can't serve. Therefore, Rabbi says that a Kohen, even if he knows his Mishmar, his shift, and he knows his family, which day they served, he would not be allowed to drink wine forever. But what can I do? Shetakonosoi, his restoration to the right to drink wine, meaning he could drink wine, because of his disruption, meaning because of the destruction of the temple. Rashi explains, Davekamoshonim Sholechaz Rabira, because there are so many years already that the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt. The Kalkolazu, and this fact that the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, Takonosoi Lishtos Yain, allows them to drink wine. The Leshemo Yibone, and the fact that maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and then he'll have to serve, Loi Chayshinon, we do not regard it, meaning that we are not worried that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Again, according to Rabbi, the fact that so many years have passed and the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt, that fact causes that a Kohen may drink wine, because we don't have to worry that maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Tzatmer Rebbe in Divrei Yoel says that this interpretation that Rashi gave is a very hard interpretation to swallow, because just because the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt in so long, therefore we are going to lose our emunah and bitachon, our trust and belief that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. How can Rashi say that since it hasn't been built for so long, then we don't have to worry about it being rebuilt? Clearly the opposite is true. Since it hasn't been rebuilt for so long, then we know for sure that it is going to be rebuilt soon in our days. Then how can Rashi make the statement that Rabbi said that since the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt for so long, therefore we don't have to worry about it being rebuilt, and the Kohen could drink wine any day? The Satmar Rabbi answers this question based on the Krati Uplati in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Yud, where there the Krati Uplati brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Ches Omet Aleph 98a, where the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Alexander says, Rabbi Shub ben Levi Rami, Rabbi Shub ben Levi asks a question in the Pasuk in Yeshaya chapter 60, verse 22. The Pasuk there says, Ani Hashem, Am Hashem, Be'ito, in its time, Achishenu al hasnet, meaning that Moshiach is going to come in its time, he'll hasten. So if he's going to come in its time, what does it mean he'll hasten? Rabbi Shub ben Levi answers, Zochu, if the Jewish people married Achishenu, Hashem will hasten the coming of the Moshiach. Lo yizachu, if the people don't merit, then the ito, Hashem will send Moshiach in its prescribed time. The Krati Plat explains that all the conditions that's mentioned about the coming of Moshiach is only if we do not merit and Moshiach has to come in its proper time. But if we merit and Hashem will hasten the coming of the Moshiach, then Hashem will make Moshiach come quickly, even without Eliyahu coming to tell us about the coming of the Moshiach. And the Satmar Rebbe explains this based on the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis, where he explains there that before the war of Gog and Magog, Hashem will send a prophet to make sure that the heart of the Jewish people are straight. And he explains that this is what is written on the Pasuk in Malachi chapter 4, verse 23, where it says there, Hine Anochi Sholeach Lachem, I will send you, Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu the prophet, Lifnei Bo Yoim Hashem HaGodol Vanora, before the great and awesome day will come, Veheishiv Lev Ovois Alabonim, and he'll restore the hearts of the father to children, Velev Bonim Alavoisom, and the hearts of children to the father, which means that the purpose for Eliyahu Novi coming is in order to induce the Jewish people to repent, to do tshuva. But he says that if we are in the level of Achishenu, that Hashem will hasten, that means we have merits on our own, then obviously we don't need Eliyahu to come and prompt us to do tshuva, because we are in that high level on our own, and Moshiach could come without Eliyahu coming before him. According to this, the Satmar Rabbi explains the Gemara as follows. The Gemara there is discussing about a Kohen drinking wine. And the Gemara says that if the Kohen does know which day he served, he should not drink wine, because Moshiach may come and the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt very quickly. And if he drinks, he'll be drunk and he won't be able to make the service in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi says that if you follow that reasoning, then technically the person should not drink wine ever, because if Moshiach comes quickly and the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt very quickly, then you may not have time to convoke the shift to come to the Beis Hamikdash. Then any Kohen that's available is required to serve. And if you are drunk, you cannot serve. Therefore, technically, a person should not drink wine ever. But what can I do? That since so many years have passed already since the destruction of the temple, and Moshiach has not come yet, then obviously the time of Achishenu, or that Hashem will hasten the coming of Moshiach, has passed by. Then obviously now it's going to be in the level of Be'ito, that Moshiach is going to come in its proper time. And if it's the level of Be'ito, that Moshiach will come in its proper time, then there's a requirement that Eliyahu HaNavi comes before the Moshiach. And if Eliyahu HaNavi comes before the Moshiach, then there is plenty time for the Kohen, even if he drinks wine, to sober up. Meaning that we allow him to drink wine because since so much time has passed, which means that Achishenu, the time to hasten the coming of Moshiach, has passed, then obviously Moshiach is coming in its proper time. And if Moshiach is coming in the proper time, then we don't have to worry about the Kohen drinking, because if the Kohen drinks, then Eliyahu Novi comes, then he'll have time to sober up. And when Moshiach comes and rebuilds the temple, this Kohen could already serve. According to this, when Rashi writes, Leshemu Yivne Loi Chai Shinon, that maybe the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, we do not worry, we do not take that in consideration, it doesn't mean to say we don't believe that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt. It means that we do not take in consideration the fact that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt suddenly, because since it's already time of Be'ita, of its proper time, then obviously Eliyahu HaNavi is going to have to come first, and we don't take in consideration the fact that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt so quickly that the Kohen won't be able to sober up. But Chas v'Sholom, it doesn't mean that we do not take in consideration the fact that Moshiach could come and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Clearly, we have more emunah and bitachon, believe and trust that Hashem will bring Moshiach and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash the longer it takes. According to this, says the Satmar Rebbe, we could now understand why, even according to the Medrash Tanhuma that says that the reason that a Kohen cannot contaminate himself is because we are afraid that he is going to come into the Beis Hamikdash Tomei, even nowadays where we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, nonetheless a Kohen may not contaminate himself. Because we worry every day, maybe Moshiach is going to come. And even if we say that Eliyahu HaNavi has to precede the coming of the Moshiach, nonetheless, in order to be purified, we require to have the sprinkling of the ashes of the Parah Adumah in the third and seventh day. And Eliyahu HaNavi is only going to come one day before the Moshiach comes. That means that in 2 days, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And if this Kohen contaminates himself to a dead body nowadays, he won't be able to perform the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, says the Satmar Rebbe, that even according to the Medrash Tanchuma, a Kohen is not allowed to contaminate himself nowadays to a dead body. And he continues and says that now we also understand why a Balmum, why somebody who has a blemish, which he can't do, the avoider can't do the service in the temple anyways, still may not contaminate himself to a dead body. Because regarding the time of Moshiach, it's already prophesied in Yeshaya chapter 35, verse number 5, Osti pokachno ein ivrim, that then when Moshiach is going to come, the eyes of the blind will be opened up, v'ozne chereshim tiposachno, and the ears of the deaf will open up, oz yedalek kayol piseach, then will jump like a gazelle, a lame person, v'toren leshoin ilam, and the tongue of a mute will sing, which means when Moshiach comes, they will be healed. And the Yalkut Shimoni Parshas Yisroi, Remez Reish Ayin Gimel, says clearly that when Moshiach will come, then everybody that is sick will again be healed. That means that anybody who is handicapped will again be healthy. And therefore, this Kohen, which is handicapped now and can't do the service now, nonetheless, he cannot contaminate himself, because we hope Moshiach is going to come any day, and then this Kohen who is handicapped will be healed, and if he is healed, he is eligible to do the service in the temple, but if he becomes contaminated, then he becomes ineligible. Therefore, it's required that even a Kohen Balmum who has a handicap or a blemish, and now he cannot do the service, nonetheless, we don't let him contaminate himself, because we hope that Moshiach will come and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Then this person will be healed. And if he's healed, he's eligible to do the service. But if he's contaminated, he can't. Therefore, he's prohibited from contaminating himself to a dead person. According to this idea, the Satmar Rabbi wants to answer the meaning of the redundancy of Emor. Tell the Kohanim, the children of Aharon, and tell them, why is it written again? And tell them, based on the Alshach, because the Alshach has a question, why does the Torah write down, Lenefesh lo yitamo ba'amov, to a soul he should not contaminate himself amongst his nation? If we are talking about that person, the Torah should have just written down, Lemeis lo yitamo ba'amov, to a dead body, a person should not contaminate himself amongst his nation. Therefore, the Satmar Rebbe says, that when the Torah is telling you, Emoreh la'kohanim bnei Aharon, speak to the Kohanim, children of Aharon, the Torah is talking to the Kohanim. Vomar to aleihem, and say to them, is already talking to the Jewish people. Meaning that since Rashi learns from the fact that it's written bnei Aharon, the sons of Aharon, that even a balmum, even somebody who has a blemish and a handicap, still is not allowed to contaminate himself to a dead body, and we ask, why not? Since he cannot do the service, why couldn't he contaminate himself to that body? And we answer that we worry, maybe Moshiach is going to come any day, and then he will be healed. This handicapped person won't have a handicap anymore. Then he'll be eligible to do the service. But if he's contaminated, then he won't be able to do the service. That means that the Torah is telling us that we have to worry about the coming of Moshiach every day. Therefore, v'omar to aleihem, that should tell the Jewish people, lenefesh, to a soul, lo yitame ba'amav, make sure that his soul is not contaminated. The verse is not saying that a Kohen should not contaminate himself to a dead body, because it's not written, lemeis lo yitame ba'amav, to a dead body he cannot contaminate himself. It's written, lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav, to a soul you should not contaminate yourself, because it's talking about the Jewish people, that they have to make sure that they don't contaminate their soul. Meaning that since we know that when Moshiach comes, there is no more free choice, because when Moshiach comes, Hashem will take away the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination from our hearts. That means that we are not going to have free will anymore. And if we have no free will, we cannot fix what we did wrong and we cannot get rewards for the deeds that we are going to do. Therefore, it's important that you do not contaminate your soul here now. Make sure that you make mitzvahs and good deeds in order for you to be able to receive Mashiach and be able to enjoy your rewards. Because from the fact that a Bamum, a handicapped or blemished Kohen, cannot contaminate himself, we see that we have to worry about the coming of the Mashiach every day. And if you have to worry about the coming of the Mashiach every day, then Vamartu Aleihem should tell the Jewish people, Lenefesh, Loitame Bamav, that you should try not to contaminate their own soul. Meaning, make sure that you do not tarnish your soul in order for you to be able to receive Mashiach in a perfect way. Satmir Rabbi continues and asks a very strong question. According to this comes out that we have to wait for the coming of the Mashiach every day, because that is the reason why a Balmum cannot become contaminated, and that is also the reason why nowadays a Kohen may not be contaminated, because we hope that Mashiach will come every day, and then if he's contaminated, he won't be able to do the service. But according to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, 11b, there is only 2 months that Mashiach could come, because the Gemara brings there the opinion of Rabbi Elezer, which Rabbi Elezer says, Benisan Nigalu, that in Nisan we redeemed from Egypt, but Tishrei Asid in Ligal, but in the month of Tishrei we'll be redeemed in the future. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Benisan Nigalu, in the month of Nisan we redeemed, meaning in Pesach we redeemed, and Benisan Asid in Ligal, in Nisan we are again going to be redeemed, meaning that we are going to be redeemed either in the month of Tishrei or in the month of Nisan, but we are not going to be redeemed any other month. Then why can't a Kohen contaminate himself in the other months? It seems to contradict this Gemara. In truth, this question is not only on this interpretation of the Satmar Rebbe, this question is also on the Gemara that we mentioned in Tainus about drinking wine, that we worry maybe Moshiach is going to come any day and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Therefore, we don't allow this Kohen to drink wine unless he knows which group and which day his family served. Why don't we just outlaw that the Kohen should not drink wine on the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei, since these are the only days that the Gemara said that Moshiach could come? The Satmar Rabbi answers this question with the answer that the Nezer HaKodesh in Parshas Vayechi brings regarding the idea of Achishenu, that if we merit, Hashem brings Moshiach before its time. And he says that we see that in the evening prayer, in the Mariv prayer, the rabbis establish as the first bracha, Asher bidvorei Mariv Aravim, Hashem, through his word, he brings on evening, Bechachmo poiseach shorim, with wisdom he opens gates, uvisvuna meshan itim, and with understanding he alters periods, umachlif es azmanim, and he changes the seasons, umesadar zakoichovim, and he aligns the stars, meaning he puts the stars in a special order, beshmerasein barakia, in their heavenly constellation, kirtzoinoi, according to his will. And Sefer Nezer HaKodesh is wondering, why would Hashem change the order of the stars? It seems to be that Hashem changes the order of the stars according to his will. What purpose does it serve? And Sefer Nezer HaKodesh explains that Hashem established within the celestial systems, within nature, that every time and every moment, the way that the stars are aligned, something should happen. There's a natural order that certain things should happen if the stars are aligned in a certain way. And when Hashem wants to change something, then Hashem just doesn't do what he wants to do. He changed the alignment of the stars to reflect what would happen in that situation. And we could bring proof to that from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis 11b, where the Gemara discusses there the flood. The Gemara doesn't say that Hashem just made waters come and thereby the flood came. The Gemara says that Hashem decided to make the Mazel Kima, the constellation of Kima, come up in the day, and he took 2 stars out of Kima, and thereby caused the floods to come into the world. Why didn't Hashem just say that the floods should come? And the answer is that Hashem tries to work as much as he can within nature. Therefore, Hashem changed the alignment of the stars in order to bring the flood into the world. And this is the meaning of B'chachma Poseach Shorim, that Hashem with wisdom opens up gates, Ufusvuna Meshanitim, and with understanding he changes periods, Umachli Fesazmanim, and is able to change the times, Umasadra Zakechovim, and he aligns the stars, B'mishmor Seim Barakia, in the watches in heaven, Kirtzoinoi, according to his will. Meaning that he changes them according to his will, thereby creating different situations that Hashem wants. According to this, says Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, that this is exactly what happens when Hashem wants to hasten the coming of the Moshiach. Meaning that there is a proper time that Moshiach is going to come, that's Be'ita, and the stars have to be in certain alignment that will cause Moshiach to come. But if Hashem wants to hasten the coming of Moshiach, then Hashem takes that alignment and puts it in a different time in order to cause Moshiach to come earlier. That is the idea of Achishenu, that Hashem will hasten the coming of Moshiach, and Hashem changes the stars, Kirtzoinoi, according to his will, because Hashem knows what the alignment is supposed to be at the time of Moshiach, and Hashem brings that alignment earlier in order to bring Moshiach earlier. The Satmar Rabbi says that according to this, we could understand that Moshiach could come at any time. True that the propitious time and the time of Be'ita is either Nisan or Tishrei, depending on whose opinion you follow. But when Hashem wants Moshiach to come in a different time, Hashem makes the alignment of Nisan or Tishrei, for example, in Iyar or Sivan. And like that, Hashem is able to bring Moshiach as it would have been in the time of Nisan and the time of Tishrei. And we also know that when Hashem changes nature, Hashem later repays that nature and adjusts it accordingly. And the proof is from what happened to Yaakov. In Parshas Vayetze, we see that Hashem made the sun come down earlier because Hashem wanted Yaakov Avinu to stay overnight in the site of the Beis HaMikdash, as it's written in Bereshis chapter 28, verse number 11, Va'ivga b'mokom, he encountered the place Va'yolen Shom, and he overnighted there, Kivo HaShemesh, because the sun went down, and Rashi brings down, Melamet, Cheshokol Echamo, Pisom Shloi Benoso, that Hashem made the sun go down, not in its proper time, meaning that Hashem made the sun set early. And when Yaakov was limping after fighting the angel on Bereshis chapter 32, verse 32, there it says, Va'izrach lo yashemesh, that the sun shone to him. Rashi is bothered by the language. What does it mean, the sun shone to him? Rashi says, Va'oison shoes shemiharo lishkoya bishviloi kesheyotso mibeir shava, and those hours that the sun set earlier because of him, when he went to Be'er Shava, as we mentioned, Mihara Lizroach Beshviloi, it hastened to shine for him, meaning that the sun gave its time to the night in order for Yaakov to stay overnight at the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Now Hashem made the sun shine earlier, meaning the sun was paid back by the night and was able to shine earlier in order to heal Yaakov. But we see from here that whenever Hashem changes something in nature, Hashem eventually pays back nature. According to this, says the Satmar Rabbi, we could now understand that perplexing medrash, which goes on Emor el Kohanim bnei Aharon, tell to the Kohanim, the children of Aharon, and the medrash says that this is the meaning of the pasuk Yom lo Yom yabia Omer, day to day brings expressions of praise, Velaylo laylo chavedos, and night following night be six wisdom. And the Medrash says that in the first day of the season of Nisan and the first day of the season of Tishrei, the night and day are equal. We have the equinox. And from then on, the night borrows from the day and the day borrows from the night, and they don't require to have any documentations. And we are wondering what connection does this have with the laws of a Kohen not contaminating himself to the dead, the Satmar Rebbe says that the Medrash is trying to answer exactly the question that we asked, meaning that from the fact that it's written, Emor el Kohanim bnei Aharon, tell the Kohanim, children of Aharon, and Rashi writes down that bnei Aharon means afilu bale mumim, even people who have blemishes and physical handicaps, which are ineligible to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless, they are not allowed to contaminate themselves to the dead. They also have to refrain from touching the dead body. And according to the Medrash Tanhuma that says that the reason for the prohibition is because Hashem was afraid that you may come in tameh, contaminated, to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, then we have to ask a question, why are Kohanim who have blemishes or handicap prohibited from contaminating themselves to a dead body if they are not eligible to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash because of their blemishes or handicap? And the answer is that Moshiach is going to come any day, and when he comes, then all the handicaps and all blemishes will be healed. Then this person who is now a Balmum will be eligible to do the service. Therefore, the Torah wants to make sure that you are not contaminated in case Moshiach comes, that you are able to do the service, because when Moshiach comes, you won't have the handicap anymore. You'll be able to do the service, and every day Moshiach could come, and every day you could again do the service. Therefore, the Torah prohibits you from contaminating yourself to the dead in order for you to be eligible to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. But now I have a question. How can you say that Moshiach could come any day when the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Moshiach could come either in Nisan or in Tishrei, but in the other months he can't come? Then let the Kohanim contaminate themselves in the other months and not contaminate themselves in Nisan and Tishrei, because these are the months that Moshiach could come. And the answer is our perplexing Medrash, meaning that since we see that in the Tekufa, in the equinox, the day and night are equal, and then each one borrows from the other without any documentation and without any decrees, which means that at any time Hashem could change the time of day and night and not have to give any documentation or any decrees for it. So too, Hashem could change any time the star system, that it should reflect the way it's going to be when Moshiach is going to come. Meaning that there is an alignment of the stars for the time that Moshiach is going to come, and that alignment is supposed to be in the month of Nisan or the month of Tishrei. But when Hashem wants Moshiach to come earlier, Hashem takes that alignment and puts that alignment in any day of any month, like that Moshiach is able to come. Again, Hashem is able to change the stars and change the alignment, that any time he wants to bring Moshiach, the alignment is going to be as it's supposed to be in the time of Nisan and the time of Tishrei, when it was a prescribed time for Moshiach to come. Therefore, this person who has the blemish or the handicap is not allowed to contaminate himself any time of the year, because any time of the year could be the time that Moshiach is going to come. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should merit this alignment soon. Moshiach should come, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Bimheiro b'yameinu, Amen.